ticket.
We've got the game. Super Bowl 38, Panthers-Patriots, this Sunday. Pre-game at 3, kickoff at 5:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:13. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined by the Cobra down here in Houston,
Nate.
The skydiving chief as well. Back at the mothership, there is Danny Paul, Kevin Scott on hand with the ticket ticker. Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, Dave and Acquisitions.
Stop.
It is time now to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Bette Midler brings her oversized and overstuffed memories to the AAC this Thursday night for her Kiss My Brass tour.
You might want to see those big old boobs up close.
Maybe you will.
Which would mean you'd probably need a seat in the first five rows.
That's right. So call Texas Tickets because they can flat out get you there. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who certainly let it all hang out last night. Here he is, Cobra.
Thank you. The snake. Thank you. Hello. By the way, did you guys get that email? I don't know if this is factual or not. I think it was a big mass email sent from Jody Dean about that movie, The Passion.
No, I didn't get it.
Holy good God. Okay, I got to go see this movie now. We're talking about the Mel Gibson film about the last, 12 hours of Christ.
What did Jody say? What did he say?
He said the same thing that we said Paul Harvey said, basically. It changed his life. He has never seen anything like it in all his life. Like, from the minute it comes on the screen to the minute it's over with, he says, I don't know if it was good or bad or whatever, but it was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in a two-hour span in all my life. Wasn't that creepy? Did you read the whole email, Danny?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't that kind of weird?
I'm kind of scared to see it.
I am, too. I'm kind of creeped out by it, that these people are saying that it meant that much to him. And I'm not sure that he's, you know, an over-religious guy, or nor is Paul Harvey. I have no idea.
But Jody Dean's a good guy.
But for what? Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's a good guy.
I'm not saying he's not.
He's not.
Just saying it's just really weird the way this movie's affecting people.
I got one from Steve Eager. He said it was all right.
Stop it.
I hear Clarice Sinsley didn't like it, though.
And Macy Judson said not enough nudity.
Ron, tell us what Jack Van Roy said.
Well, Warren Culbertson says, not that great. So does Jack Van Roy.
When does this thing come out?
In February.
Right.
I just don't want to go and spend 2 hours reading.
You're going to have to. We're going to have to see it. You know that.
I'm not going.
Greggo.
I'm not going.
We have to see it. I'll go with you. I'll read it to you. How about that? You can put blinders on and I'll read it to you.
Well, then I need to see it.
Right.
I'm not going. I'm not going out of a protest for doing that. He probably made a brilliant movie, and he screwed it up by subtitles.
What if it is
in a language that doesn't exist anymore?
What if it is considered the greatest film ever made?
It can be.
You don't know that.
Don't be that shallow-minded.
I'm not being shallow at all. I mean, why would you make this in a language that doesn't even exist anymore?
Why did Steven Spielberg make Schindler's List in black and white?
Yeah. A little bit different.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
I mean,
that's still a technique that people use periodically in filmmaking, the black and white.
Are you going to see it, Mike?
No.
Why?
No interest.
Why?
It's about Jesus.
Better movies to see than this. They should keep Jesus out of movies.
So you hate Jesus?
Unless, of course, we're talking about Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Jesus smoked pot.
Corby.
Get him out. Get him. Don't start. I'm kidding.
Why'd you say
What else did he do?
That's all he did.
He drank, didn't
Jesus
he?
Jesus drank gin.
No. Thanks, Corby. Man, you are so going to hell for that.
I am quoting
in a
song.
Party.
Jesus liked a what, Corby?
Jesus I may liked have, a party.
I may have to go see it just to see if Corby was telling the truth.
But he died for your sins.
You know, we're getting close when we play those.
I know.
We probably need to get rid of those.
Yep.
I agree. Quoting song lyrics. Is anybody familiar with Faith Evans, the R&B singer?
Once married to, Biggie Smalls, I believe.
Yes, before
Biggie
he had...
Smalls.
Yes, Mike. Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls. I guess we're going to have to add one to the list, aren't we?
Wasn't it?
Biggie Smalls.
Was he once known by something else?
No, he wasn't.
Run DMC.
No.
Boys.
No.
He was he's in there somewhere, I promise you. It's before the end.
No.
Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, Cool G Rap, Master Ace. No.
Jay-Z?
No.
No, Mike.
Big Daddy Kane, Dr. Dre, all the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One, Stretch from Naughty by Nature, Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
That's it. Biggie.
Biggie, yeah. It wasn't just Biggie Smalls. Biggie.
So he's Puff Daddy, huh?
No.
Jay-Z.
He's not Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Ludacris.
I don't say it like that.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Biggie Smalls.
Just like Dukes and Poops. You do say it like that.
Anyway, Faith Evans and her husband, record exec Todd Rusaw, were arrested in Georgia for possession of cocaine and marijuana.
Mm. Are they going to have to do an audit? Kevin, you're familiar with that type of music.
She's pretty hot.
Are they rich?
She's the widow of Biggie Smalls, who continues to make money after death. Of course. Of course she's loaded.
She and her husband, Naughty by Nature, were arrested?
Tretch from Naughty by Nature.
Oh.
The couple were pulled over in their Atlanta area town because they had improperly displayed license plates. They found a minimal amount of pot.
What Atlanta area town is this?
Alpharetta.
Mm. Okay.
And cocaine residue on Evans. What does that mean? She had it like in her nose? What's cocaine residue, Grego? You used to do a lot of that.
What? Bring me a sack of cocaine.
See?
See, there's the body of proof of it.
I mean, do I have to go any further?
They probably found a baggie or... All you have to have is enough to test.
It's just like when they found cocaine residue on Bam Morris's ashtray.
Uh-huh.
All you have to have is enough to test.
What did
like
you want me to...
spec.
What did you want me to bring you, Greg?
A sack of cocaine. Bring me a sack of cocaine.
And why do you emphasize the co on cocaine?
Bring me a sack of cocaine. Because I've told you before, I'm not a good speaker, okay? I don't speak well.
Cocaine.
And all you guys do is make fun of me on the way I talk. I mean, you're basically making fun of a retard.
No, we're
what
not.
You doing?
Hey. No, they didn't call any of us
I
to
got
do the
coke.
Didn't call us.
Okay, I love being the voice of the Dallas Boat Show. I hope I get to do it for years and years to come.
You know,
and by the way, go to the Dallas Boat Show. That's the best boat show in the country.
Is this the big one?
Right, Georgie? Yes, it's the best one in the country, so everybody needs to go. I'll be there this weekend.
You know, I hope that Mel Gibson's film, Tooth The Passion...
And fish.
I hope
so that... So I'm a talking fish, huh?
Yep. I hope that it moves me the way that I was moved when I saw Gus in 1976.
Okay, here's the deal. We got a new deal now.
What?
Here's the new deal from now on.
What?
Every time you mention that movie, Gus, from now on, you're getting frogged by me in the arm. Every time.
What about Danny?
No. You pay for his sins. So whenever you mention it, I'm telling you, I'm slugging you as hard as I can, and I'm frogged.
Why does that bother you?
I'm sweet Greg. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Very bully of you.
Right.
It is.
Right. I know. Sometimes I have to resort to bully tactics.
Greg, why
does that
bother you?
That's the only way that I can combat you guys.
Why does it bother you so much?
Benny, you want me to include you on the slug list?
I'm asking a question. I'm not
because
bringing it up.
It's dumb. It's stupid. It's idiotic. Benny, examine it.
It's a kicking
Go
mule.
On.
Ow! Don't hit me! Oh. No, no, ow, ow!
Okay.
Did you see how he was hulking over me, trying to find the best place to hit me? Ow!
Okay.
Did it hurt?
Yes. All right, anytime that I hear you say, bring me a sack of cocaine, I get to do the same thing.
Okay, that's a deal. Drops don't count.
What about looking glass?
Bring a sack of cocaine.
Yes, looking glass.
You don't do that to me.
Okay. I think I can kick your ass now you've lost all that weight.
Well, bring it on.
James Brown was arrested today after he allegedly pushed his wife to the floor during an argument.
As a matter of fact, we're looking at him right now. He's on all the company computers. He looks like the black. He looks like the black Nick Nolte is what he looks like.
Check out that picture.
It's wonderful. You think Glenn Campbell had a rough night?
Yeah, look at him. How does he make his hair do that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I saw him on the streets earlier today holding a sign that said, "Why lie? I need a beer."
Let me see that, Corbin.
Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Think he had a rough one?
Ooh, man.
He's 70. He was charged with criminal domestic violence, and he will be jailed through Thursday. You think he's a hit in jail?
James Brown?
Yeah.
I bet they love him in jail just like they love him out of jail. He's a performer.
Godfather of Soul, you kidding me? Every guy who is in there with him, when they get out, that's the first thing they tell people. I was in jail with the Godfather of Soul.
You know who was his tour manager for like 10 years?
Gus?
Zacharias Musalli.
Don't cuss.
Oh, God.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
I don't know.
No, you know who it was, really? Al Sharpton. Musalli. Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton? Oh, hurt my arm.
Oh, that's going to hurt tomorrow. I
Jeff, can't
it.
You do something about that? Can't we call Murtis or something? Sexual misconduct or something? His wife is 33 years old. Her name is Tommy Ray Brown.
And he's 70?
Yes. Shouldn't she be able to beat him up? She had scratches and bruises to her right arm and hip, and she was taken to a hospital.
Good thing he didn't get after her with those
bull... back to jail.
Those bull testicles of his.
He's already been in prison for 2.5 years, and that's some sort of violation if you're a one-time felon?
Bound to be. He may be in there for a while.
We may have a new Pamela
does he
Anderson.
Have any money?
Huh?
Does he have any money?
He has to.
Of course he does. Do you know how many of his songs are sampled for other songs? I bet he makes millions off of that alone. It's a good question. Well, sure,
how much tax trouble has he been in over the years?
A lot.
And doesn't he have like 4 or 5 ex-wives? I bet he doesn't have any money.
He may not. There may be a new Pamela Anderson Tommy Lee tape out. This one involves Julius Erving and some former... Ho.
Yes.
His wife is saying she did not release the tape. She's had it for the last 15 years. And talk about holding something over your husband's head.
But they just so happen to be going through a very messy divorce, and all of a sudden it gets released.
Yeah. Why is he making sex tapes? Why is the great Dr. J making sex tapes?
Why not?
Do you have sex tapes? Have you ever made a sex tape? And have you?
I can tell you right now, I never have.
You haven't?
Never.
Have you? I can't see you having the patience to set up a camera and...
Oh, God, yes, yes, yes.
I can't last long enough to get the tripod set up, or I might.
Have you?
Scores of them. You know you want it. Let's just go one time.
Here. Is this position okay for you?
Oh, God, yes, yes, yes.
I would pay $10,000 to see that tape.
Oh.
Which one?
Of you two.
Well, it's never going to happen.
That fateful night in 94.
Why don't you say you paid $10
million? So, hopefully we get to see that. I'm not sure if I want to see Julia Serving's sex tape, though.
Why not?
Why not? The same thing about the girl?
No.
Yeah, it's Paris Hilton.
No. Says nothing. Yeah, she was two.
Now, how old is Dr. J now?
He's got to be...
53.
He's got to be 60.
No.
He's your age?
He's 53.
So 53, so he made it when he was...
Still
what, 40 years
sexually
old?
Sexually somewhat active. I don't know. I'm not interested in it. I got to tell you that right now. Let's see. Britney Spears got in a fight with Beyonce Knowles and Pink.
Bitch.
Mike.
She got in a fight with both of them?
Well, she hates Pink.
I bet that Pink can kick some ass.
Man, I saw a picture of the three of them because they're all three hawking Pepsi. And they got them all, this is where the fight started. They got them all three together.
In that gladiator type outfit?
She looked like a man.
Who?
Pink.
Georgie loves
she
her, man.
Super, Georgie's super done a 180 on her. I don't think he cares
well,
for
Georgie's
her anymore.
Georgie's over here right
George,
now.
George, put the headset on.
She's disgusting.
I mean, it's really
you
scary
know what,
the way she looks.
She really tries to look bad.
What is your official position on
her? Okay. It's not hard for
I
her because she's
said
gross.
She was the sexiest woman in entertainment. That was like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I was right then. Big man knew something as usual. Then I backed off, and because she started looking real butchy and started hanging out with that scraggly dude and got kind of ragged out. But in this Pepsi ad, she does not look like a man. She looks hot.
Okay,
you know what?
She's in the ad. I've just seen
she's the a
picture.
Good-looking girl. I'm telling you, she's a good-looking girl.
No, she's not.
Go but she tries. She goes out of her way to look bad.
Oh, yeah,
she's got
disgusting.
Tattoos.
She's gross. She just has an ugly face.
Gross. I'm off of her now, but...
Well, who amongst here would?
I wouldn't.
There is no way I would. There
oh, I would.
No way. You would right now, George?
A jubinator.
What is that?
That just means I'd date
her. I'd like to have a tape of that.
George
that just
and
means
Pink.
That I would date her.
Yeah.
George, you got sex tapes laying around, George?
Quit eating.
You don't?
No.
No one should ever do that.
Have you ever made one?
No.
I never will.
Will you?
I don't care if the hottest girl in the world says the only way I have sex with you is if we tape it. No.
For the right price,
way.
Maybe. What if she said that, but then you could have the only copy when you're finished? And then you could destroy it.
I don't want to see myself doing that.
No, stuff. Man. You know how you don't like hearing your voice on radio?
Yeah.
Or seeing yourself on television or whatever? Can you imagine seeing yourself have sex? And how ridiculous.
But maybe you
look.
Could study it like a hitter studies his video, and maybe you could improve your technique.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
No.
I'm already bad enough. I'm just going to leave it
so
at that.
So many times, it's not even funny anyway. Doesn't bother me a bit.
Oh, gross.
Snake.
You've
uh-oh.
Seen that. That what?
Like, bad.
Yeah, we got to go, man.
Take care, Snake.
Because it's 6:31 on the ticket.
Yeah, we're supposed to be back, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like that, Georgie? Hate that.
Just
why?
Go. Just go.
All right, coming up next,
human.
More butt hair singeing stuff from the Super Bowl.